If you work at Disney, the dream that you wish for working at home will not come true because CEO Bob Iger has ordered employees back to the office 4 days a week. Disney joins Goldman Sachs, Tesla, and Peloton, sending workers back to the office at least part of the time. So let's talk about the future of remote work with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hey.
Hello.
So Robin, Bob Iger said in his memo to employees that this is a creative business, Disney, and it's important to connect in person to, you know, let the ideas collide with one another. Does he have a point?
I'm sure he has a point. And yes, creatives have to be together, and it's difficult to whiteboard over Zoom and to share slides and PowerPoint decks and everything. But let's not kid ourselves. Disney is a company in crisis. Bob Iger's return is really the product of a boardroom coup, and he's going to have to cut costs. And in that is going to be attrition and what they call managing people out. If you make life inconvenient for enough workers, they might leave and go elsewhere and self-select. So that has to be a part of this.
Yeah. Well, okay, stepping back, setting aside Disney, we know a lot of workers prefer to work from home. The consultancy McKinsey found that 87% of workers who have the option to work from home take it. So if management pushes too hard for workers to be at the office, are they indeed going to lose people?
Well, especially in a 3.5% headline unemployment backdrop, right? You don't want to have perverse selection where some of your best employees are apt to take offers, competitive offers elsewhere because they're more lax work from home policies. I think hybrid work to a certain extent is here to stay. And we're talking about 4 days a week. It would have been an unthinkable concession back in the day to say everybody gets, you know, to only have to go to the office for 4 days. But we are now in the fourth March of this pandemic. And it's both a battle of wills and a battle for the soul of working. What is work life going to be like? Disney has millions and millions of square foot of vacant office space. And corporations across the company, across the globe, and I think small and medium-sized businesses are going to have to contend with that. And middle managers, frankly, a lot of people can't explain what exactly it is that they do. So I think the screws are going to be put to workers to come back in the interim.
So indeed, what happens to commercial real estate, to downtowns? I came across a new academic paper that finds office occupancy in the big cities has only recovered by about half since COVID began.
Well, if you're Twitter, you can rip out the copper pipes and reposition them into Teslas and SpaceXs. No, I kid. But a lot of these buildings could be repurposed theoretically back into residential real estate where there's a shortage of housing stock. But that's logistically difficult. You have to have the risers, you have to have the plumbing, you have to have the zoning. But the longer this persists, the more attractive that becomes.
Yeah. So, okay, this is kind of a joke, but kind of a question. That is, in the future, is the next big killer app, the next transistor, whatever, going to be found, discovered, invented over Zoom?
It could well happen at home. It could happen outside of a Starbucks. It could happen, you know, at a picnic, at a canopy, at a company offsite. These things don't always happen in some whiteboarded room, theoretically, with a mentor and a mentee and someone saying, "My goodness, dear Watson, we have a solution." I mean, a lot of that is fabled and it's overrated. And we're seeing that. The economy did not fall apart in the period of remote work.
It's Robin Farzad, fabled host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.
Thank you, Scott.